Hey guys, welcome to the Outpost After Show. Today I am joined by a great group of panelists who will be with you all season long watching this show. I'm just going to have them introduce themselves real quick.
Hey, I'm Mina.
And I'm Taran. I feel like she wanted us to introduce ourselves because she doesn't know us, but that's the whole point of the show, is to get to know each other and each and every one of you.
And I'm Veronica. So guys, tell me, we're talking about The Outpost. It's a brand new show, brand new CW show. What are you most excited about?
It feels like Xena Warrior Princess, so I feel like it's like the 90s all over again, but probably with better special effects.
Well, A, female lead, strong,
yes, hot,
fun. B, I've always loved Outpost. That's not true. And then C, I just feel like, okay, I love watching shows, but when you get into a show like, let's say, Game of Thrones or something, right? It's already like season 46, and then you have to start and watch all of them. This is my chance to start a show from the ground up. I get to start from the first episode, the first season, and I'm there, ground floor.
No, I definitely agree with you. I like being able to like start a show right now as opposed to joining in midway. But for me, like you said, I've gotten some people who are like, this looks like Xena. For me, I got a very big Shannara Chronicles feel from it, from anyone who watched Shannara Chronicles, that had like a lot of that mythology with elves and fairies and all that stuff. And so I really like that aspect of it. So from what I can see from the trailer. But speaking of the trailer, we're actually going to play that right now for you guys.
I waited a long time to find the men who killed my family.
So this is the main person.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a flashback. We see her grow up. Talon, I think her name is Talon. And she's black blood.
I like how it looks. Like, I think most fantasy shows like this, I think, film in New Zealand or places like that. I have gotten a confirmation if that's where it actually filmed, but I hope so, because it kind of looks like it, and it looks cool. So I'm really excited about that.
It does look cool. Can we get another trailer up? Because I want to see more. That one was just people hitting each other.
It was like,
boom, next scene, boom.
She's basically just abusive.
She's an abusive person who just hits people.
It's just going to be the entire show. Her just fighting and swinging swords.
What is she trying to achieve? She's trying to like find the people who murdered her family?
Yeah, it basically sounds like a revenge story. Like, what really drew me in was it kind of gave me Kill Bill vibes, but just a totally different genre. But I love that theme of revenge and like trying to go after each person who caused harm to you or your family and go after them one by one.
That's a major red flag. Like, I don't know if I can sit next to Mina. That doesn't even sound like a fun person.
Okay, Kill Bill is one of the best movies I've ever seen. Like,
sure.
I just love the way that it's done. So that whole story really appeals to me. So I feel like this is going to be great.
Okay, so here's another trailer.
See that. Whatever that magical flashy tattoo was.
Oh, because she does have supernatural powers also.
Oh, yeah.
She does. We just don't know what they are or, like, what they can do.
And I don't know if she knows it fully either. She's going to probably develop them as they go along in true CW fashion. Because a lot of CW shows, we find the protagonist has powers and then they elaborate on those powers when need be. All of a sudden, they can time travel because we need them to, and they can fly because we need them to. So I wonder what her powers and to what extent they'll play a part in the show.
Exactly. I'm so curious if we go right into this series with her having powers, or if it's something she like learns along the way. Like, if she just goes into the very beginning and is like, I'm just a really good fighter, and then learns she has powers, or she has them right away. Because, like, I don't think it was in this trailer, but there was definitely a trailer where she was, like, cutting her ear, because I think she's an elf. That's just my speculation. And clearly she doesn't want anyone to know because of what happened to her family.
She doesn't want people to know of her origins. And I wonder if we're going to get an origin story, because we did see a couple flashbacks, or is that going to be the storyline is very linear, and then we see a flashback in a memory form of her as she dreams or as she thinks or as something plays back in her mind. It's very interesting. I mean, hopefully it's going to be good. If nothing else, it's going to be a bunch of hot people that beat each other up, which is basically the WWE. So how can you not love this show?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, summer programming is not as heavy as like during the normal season. So they're definitely like trying to come in with a big bang and being a big show for the summer. So that's exciting as well, I'd say.
it actually makes me worried if this is a show that they're just trying to push out. Because I don't want to get... The worst thing is when you get attached to a show and then they decide to cancel it. But it looks like this is a show that's going to have strong continuation because they gave it such a strong budget on the first go. 10 episodes deep. And we'll be here after each and every episode. Mm-hmm. Tuesdays at 10. Exactly. Tune in.
Exactly. So as you just said, if you are tuning into The Outpost, make sure you also tune into our after show. We will be going on live every Tuesday at 10 p.m. on our AfterBuzz sci-fi, fantasy, and superhero channel. So make sure you subscribe to that so you can tune in and get notifications as well. Well, that's all we have for today. So my lovely panelists, where can the people find you to get ready for this show?
You guys can follow me on Instagram at Mina Makes Magic.
Wow, you already have magic powers. So no wonder you love Talon so much.
This is the story of Mina's life.
Exactly. Yeah. This is who she wishes she was. She lives vicariously through Talon. Well, I am Taron, literally at I am Taron all across the board. If you don't know how to spell Taron, just watch CNN.
And I'm Veronica Valencia. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at It's Me Veronica V. So until then, make sure you tune in. See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.